Welcome to another episode of Dutch and Denver Podcast. As always, we said we were going to do every week. We missed last week because we just don't care that much about this. Hey, but guess what? NFL season starts tomorrow, so you all should be really excited about that. If you're not, kill yourself. So we're going to talk the NFC because I think we did AFC 2 weeks ago or whatever. We're going to make our week one picks. We're going to talk about doing ecstasy at horse races because that seems like the new thing. And then we're probably going to talk fantasy because I got some stuff I need to get off my chest about fantasy. Our fantasy league is a bunch of whiny, little, homosexual people who really piss me off. Kyle's with us this week. Again, he's kept up his end of the deal. Last week was my fault. I think I was out with some girl or Jed's mom. All right, dude, I can't. We got to start with. We'll do your NFC nonsense. We can start with fantasy. So we're in a league of, like, I mean, cutthroat motherfuckers. Most of these people, there is some serious collusion going on. People are buying picks under the table from each other. I mean, this is the seedy underbelly of fantasy football.
The house of cards of fantasy football.
And we had our draft, let's see, Saturday was it? Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
So, Sunday, we've got this 5.5 hour long draft, which was bad enough. But what I did this year is if you didn't pay, you went right to last pick, bitch. I don't care where you were, you went to last pick. So, little Judd didn't pay, so he went to last pick, even though he had a whole month to do it, and the payment fee is not that much. Seriously, it's like a case of beer. And this little bitch couldn't afford it or didn't do it, and I had his little brother and everybody. It's like, come on, let's go, you all have had months, get it done. Didn't do it, so he got moved to last. So he phoned it in like a fag and made an awful draft. And then in a group text, tells everybody. So then the real kids, like, step up. And, I mean, they're going to murder his family. He's dead. Like, it's not facetious. They're going to break his legs. They called him scum. It was horrible. So I tried to smooth it over. And I was like, Judd, pay today. Darren, make your brother pay. And both the fags didn't do anything. So I'm pissed. Fuck him. Judd loses his team. Darren's about ready to lose his team in manhood. This is serious shit, people. But long story short, I had number one pick. I sent out this thing today to everybody, and I got an A+, and you people did not. I'll post it on the Twitter, at Dutch in Denver, and you guys can see how well I did and how awful the rest of you did. Second place was the only girl in our league, so that says how the rest of these homos did. Kyle, how do you think you did on your draft, buddy?
All things considered, pretty good. I had the, what was it, the 8th pick out of 10. So, that's not bad. I think I did pretty well, all things considered. Except I fucked up the running back position, knowing that now. Yeah, so, I mean, like, the running back position, other than that, it's,
Wait, how many running backs did you end up with in this draft?
I ended up with just two.
And who was one of them?
Two. Yeah, one is Ray Rice, because I thought, hey, you know, with the late pick, there wasn't that many options available, and I thought, all right, well, Ray Rice can only play 14 games, but I have Frank Gore. So Frank Gore will carry the first two games of the season. Ray Rice will pick it up thereafter. But I'm actually short one more running back that I need. So.
Because in every fantasy league, you start two running backs. This is what I'm talking about, dude. We have, like, the geniuses, and we have this amateur shit. This is what I have to deal with, people. This is what I have to fucking deal with on a daily basis. People that can't afford a $9 buy-in. People that don't know how many players they need to start. Women.
Well, as I said, I haven't played fantasy football in, like, 5, 6, 7 years. Haven't kept up with it at all.
Well, it hasn't changed a bit.
Yeah, it does. I don't remember rosters and shit. All right? I'm a man. Last time I was playing, Willis McGahee was the best running back in the league. Okay? So I want to hear that shit. It's been a while.
All right, dude. So, I'm done with fantasy. You people kill yourselves. You're going to lose this year.
Hey, the week. We'll see what happens.
Let's talk about the AFC, or NFC. We already did AFC.
NFC.
So, again, we're going to go for the home run. Who wins the NFC Championship?
NFC Championship. You know what? I'm going to go on a trend here and say the New Orleans Saints.
The Aints?
The Saints, yes.
No, again, bro. 49ers.
Oh, not even close.
Seahawks?
Seahawks will be up there. They'll probably be in the title game itself, but I think the road to the Super Bowl this year goes through New Orleans, which makes it a lot different because home field advantage in New Orleans, it's pretty tough.
All right, well, people are going to learn a lot. I don't give a shit about the NFC. I think it is a garbage conference. I hate every team in there.
Oh, really?
So Kyle's really going to take over here and be like, all right, well, hey, Cowboy, blah, blah, and go on. So, all right, dude, you're picking Saints. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd go with the Saints. I don't know enough about this shit. I seriously hate all these other teams. I'd like to see, I'm going Cincinnati Bengals, dude, dark horse. $500, let it ride, people.
Cincinnati's in the AFC, though. I don't think you know that.
They're just... I've been drinking. Leave me alone. All right, dude.
I don't know shit about fantasy, and you don't even know golf, so that's where we're at, pretty much.
What a wreck. Dude, I'm sticking with 49ers, even though, I don't know, dude, I hate Kaepernick.
Yep.
I like their defense, as always. I think their running game, I think Frank Gore's lost a step. But they have receivers that can catch the garbage that Kaepernick throws. And I think the NFL has fucked themselves seven ways from Sunday because that stupid piece of shit ginger, Roger Goodell, has made this a scoring league. Like, he wants games 100-90, dude. The defense can't touch an offensive player. So, I mean, there are going to be some high-scoring games. Defenses aren't going to matter. And I'm going Niners, dude.
Niners. All right. I'm going to say Seahawks. I mean, we're going by division. I think Seahawks actually win that in a route. I'm gonna say
No. We're doing... So, we're talking champions. We'll do divisions now.
Okay. All right.
And we'll start with my least favorite division. We'll go with the East. You got Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, and the Skins. Who's going to win that division?
Jesus Christ. I'm going to say Philadelphia by...
Actually, Cubs. I have a better question. Who's going to lose the least amount of games in that division?
Who's going to lose the least amount of games?
Because there is no winner in that division. There's just less of a loser.
Yeah, pretty much. That is the crux of the NFL right there. I mean, this is just a shit division every single way. Every team has its faults. And, of course, my Dallas Cowboys, once again, run by the beast, Jerry Jones himself. The man of 1,000 Botox injections who can't draft for shit, doing a fantastic job as per usual. So
kids ripping draft picks out of his hand. No, Daddy, we don't want Manziel. I told you, Junior, go fix my glasses and bring me some coffee. We're taking Manziel, goddammit.
Oh, man. And he was in a scandal recently. You remember this? Not scandal. The Adrian Peterson phone call.
Oh, yeah. He's over there calling like, hey. We use another colored feller down here in Texas.
To go along with the gay one.
One that's not, Dude, I want to ask you, what do you guys think about that? So you've got, like, maybe the biggest dickhead in all of football, Dez Bryant. Okay, the biggest, whiniest little bitch. Don't get me wrong, he's good. But if things don't go his way, he's a little bitch. Okay?
I don't blame him. He's on a dysfunctional shit team with no coach. I
mean, all right, so then you also have, like, the playboy or the, you know, the cover boy for possibly homosexual NFL players in Tony Romo.
Oh, I thought you meant Michael Sam.
No, Michael Sam we know is gay. And that's what I'm saying. He's joining this team. What kind of fucked up Jerry Springer shit is this going to be, bro? You got Jerry Jones, who's, like, a noted hates everyone, actually going after Michael Sam, and you know they're going to get Johnny Manziel. And Money Manziel is going to come in there and just gay bash that entire team. Dez Bryant's going to fucking take a page out of Michael Irving, stab somebody with some scissors. And it's just Tony Romo will be in a walker. If you guys win a game this year, it'll be a miracle.
Seriously, it's unbelievable. I mean, Jerry Jones likes headlines more than winning, so he's like, well, the gay guy just got cut. Let's bring him in. But you know what? You know what? At least he plays defense, and we need defense. So I don't care what your reasoning is. Fine, I'll take anyone at this juncture who can make a tackle. Just about anybody, even Michael Sam. So welcome aboard. Welcome to Loser Express, and have fun.
All right, disclaimer, we don't have a problem with gay people. We just understand that the fact that he's openly gay could be a distraction. So if he wants to be gay, that's cool, be gay. But you are going to be a distraction, especially in the circus that is Dallas.
Yep.
I bet you we won't find him in Victoria's Secret, though.
The GQ cover boy edition, maybe, possibly. Tony Romo's going to give him some styling tips on how to dress well.
With a leather dog collar. And Jerry Jones holding out like a leather glove.
It's going to be like Zoolander all over again, pretty much. Yeah.
Right.
I can totally see it.
So basically the East is just going to be an abortion, a basic train wreck of who cannot lose the most games. What about the North, dude? Bears, Lions, Packers, and Vikings. Who's coming out of there?
Green Bay with a healthy Aaron Rodgers. They went about 11 games this year. So, yeah, I think Green Bay by default. You got Aaron Rodgers and the rest of them don't have quarterbacks. It's just that simple.
Jay Cutler's not a quarterback?
Jay Cutler is a shithead whose entire philosophy is, I'm going to throw deep to Brandon Marshall my whole career in Denver and in Chicago. That's pretty much all he did. His whole career, he just threw the ball deep to Marshall and bailed his ass out every single time.
And the second he starts losing, he fucking quits, dude. I've seen that little bitch quit so many times.
I can imagine.
All right, dude, yeah, I'll take Packers, too. I have a bunch of friends who are cheeseheads, so I hate the Packers. But, I mean, that's a smart choice out of that division. I don't think Stafford and Megatron can get it together this year. They'll kill some fantasy points, but I just don't see it. You think the Packers have a shot Thursday night? We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but Vegas is crushing them, dude. They've gone from 6 to 8 to 6.5. Do they have any shot?
They have a shot because, like you said, the NFL now protects the offense more, and this whole holding defensive backs rule that's been in place is entirely because of the Seahawks. So, I mean, I don't know if they can get away with all that physical shit on the line of scrimmage.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. I've heard, I think it was somewhere else, that the Seahawks this entire preseason are the only team to not have a defensive holding penalty.
Really?
So either they have adjusted and Pete Carroll is a genius among men, or the NFL is once again cupping the Seahawks' dick because this is the horse they've chose to rode, you know, because the Patriots are washed up and the Seahawks are going to be the new Patriots. They can do no wrong. If Russell Wilson gets touched, it'll be roughing the quarterback. If the defense rapes the other player, it'll be offensive pass interference.
I mean, it would make sense. I mean, I just don't know. I would say, I mean, last time I checked, the spread was like 6, 6.5, and I said, hey, take the Seahawks all the way. But if it's more than like 8.5, I'd say the Packers can probably, you know, hold on. So it'll be interesting. But right now I'll go with the Seahawks and say the Packers might have a chance, but I still think Seahawks win this game by at least, you know, 13, 14 points.
All right, dude, let's head to the South. We got the Falcons, the Panthers, the Aints, and the Bucks. We don't really have to come here, but I mean, I just want to, because I know that Godhead listens to this, and I just want to talk about how awful the Falcons are going to be this year.
Yeah, pretty bad. You don't watch Hard Knocks. I actually do watch Hard Knocks, so I get to see up close and personal how shitty they actually are. So, I mean, it's a pretty bad team. I don't like Mike Smith, the head coach. He's just an underachiever to me with all the talent he's had. He just can't do it, and the team just looks undisciplined. The running backs in there, they have old-ass Steven Jackson who's using the cane to get his 3 yards of carry now, and it's just a mess. But they do have some offense, you know. I'll give them some hope. I'll say they win, like, maybe 6, 7 games this year.
All right. Let's pick it up last but not least, the West. You got the Cardinals, the Rams, Niners, and the Hawks. I mean, I'm taking Niners.
I'm taking Seahawks. They're going to win this division, I think, pretty big by about four games because Arizona, Palmer, Carson Palmer, either wins big or loses big. Rams don't have any offense. In San Francisco, all the defensive players just decide to, you know, fuck shit up and either get injured and whatnot. And then you have Colin Kaepernick, you can't pass.
Dude, so, but he can. They have receivers that can catch anything. Do you not understand that?
But you can't overthrow somebody 10 feet and say, oh, go get it, because I can't change my arm strength because I'm an idiot.
I have one arm strength as hard as I can possibly throw it. What's that? Exactly. You're 5 yards away? Here it comes. Hail Mary.
Yeah, I'm not a big Captain Crunch and Nick fan. I think he's awful. And I just think Seattle just, you know, between them and New Orleans, it's going to be one of those two teams to come out of the NFC. And I think New Orleans, if they can get home court or home field, whatever, has a much better chance of making it to the Super Bowl than, say, Seattle. That's just me. All
right, dude. So you're saying Saints and Broncos Super Bowl?
Saints and Broncos Super Bowl looks...
Who wins good. That?
Ooh, going way deep into the season, aren't we? That's tough. I'm going to say... Broncos are going to do something that hasn't been done since the 1971 Dolphins. Lose a Super Bowl, and the very next year, win the Super Bowl. All
right, I like it. I'm going to re-listen to the last week's podcast and make sure that that's who you picked last week. I know you picked the Broncos, but I don't know if you picked the Saints.
I don't think we touched NFC much. So.
No, but I asked for a Super Bowl thing. Either way, I don't care about the NFC, yeah. Dude. All I know is they're going to lose the Super Bowl to the Denver goddamn Broncos because... I mean, let's face facts, dude. They're way better than anybody. And really if John Fox gets fired, which he should have been fired. We've been talking about that in Denver. We had Joel Dreesen on some radio show. And he straight called out the coach and was like, John Fox is a dick wagon. He's the reason we lost that game. It's like, all right, well, let's see. It's August. And that's what you said. I'm pretty sure I said that after we lost Super Bowl to fuck fire everybody. So, once again, Dutch is right.
Who would you replace him with if you did fire John Fox?
Anybody! How hard is it to have the best team in all the whole entire world and fuck that up?
Well, yeah, no defense. So...
Well, in the Super Bowl, we had no offense. Our offensive line was like, oh, I have a great idea. Let's let Manning get murdered. Like, that's the best game plan we could have. Peyton Manning doesn't need time at all. Oh, what's that? Less than half a second before your head gets ripped off? Why aren't you throwing the ball? My name's Wes Welker. It's a big game. I'm going to drop everything thrown at me. My helmet hurts. God damn it, I hate them. Which we'll get into Wes in a little bit. But let's do week one real quick, buddy. And this shit counts. Like, I'm keeping track of this at the end of the year.
Oh, great. Yeah,
I'm going to brag how much better I am than all of you.
We're
all right, man.
Winners or we're picking spreads?
We're picking winners. We're just doing winners. All we don't have time for spreads. All right, so first game, Packers at Seahawks. Who you taking?
Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm taking Seahawks. Saints at Falcons. Who you taking?
New Orleans Saints.
All right, I'm going with that. Vikings at Rams. What do you got?
That's a tough one. If there is an upset, I would say Minnesota, but I'm going to go with a safe bet and say St. Louis wins that.
All right, so you're picking St. Louis, dude. I'm going with the Vikings.
I don't blame you. I mean, if they had Bridgewater starting, I'd definitely pick them. But,
AP has a breakout game to begin with, and then he'll be shut down the rest of the season. Browns at Steelers.
Mike Tomlin, the beast, legendary head coach that he is. He's going to have that coach. I already mentioned this, dude. He's going to have the head coaching job for the next 10, 15 years, no matter what. So why not take Pittsburgh.
It's Shittsburg. Shittsburg
Squealers.
That's I'm taking Shittsburg as well, dude. I mean, I hate both those teams, but I hope Johnny Manziel, A, loses every game, or B, is murdered in one of them.
Is he starting week? No.
No, dude, Hoyer is, but he'll be in there. You know, this will be the Tim Tebow thing all over again. These fans will be demanding this, and then he'll suck, and we'll still do it because we love Manziel. All right, dude, Jaguars at Eagles.
Philadelphia.
Yeah. Dude, they got 11-point spread. I'll take that easily.
Yep.
Raiders at Jets, the shittiest game in the history of the NFL.
Oh, that game is a must-see, dude. That's like circle shit right there. Drop what you're doing, and everyone, let's stop what we're doing and watch Oakland and the Jets.
Barnum and Bailey's in town, and we're about ready to watch a literal dog and pony show. Dude, despite my better judgment, I'm taking the Jets just because they're 3-point favorites at home.
I'm taking the Jets because Oakland has no offense. I can't think of a single. Well, now they got Jones-Drew. I'll take the Jets anyway because, you know.
All right, dude. The Bungles at the Dirty Bird or the Ravens?
I'm taking Cincinnati, actually, the road team. I like Cincinnati, that one.
Yeah, I'm there, too. Fuck the Ravens. Yeah. I'll never pick them to do anything but lose. All right, dude. Bills at Bears.
Chicago puts up a shitload of points. This is going to be one of those games the final score is like, I don't know, 30 to like 26. So I'm going to go with Chicago.
I'm taking that. Skins at Texans.
I'm actually going to take the Skins. I mean, not the Skins, sorry. Houston.
Okay.
I'm taking Houston on that one.
I don't know, dude. I'm undecided. Like, if RG3 shows up, which is first week, I think he will. So I'm taking Skins.
Robert Griffin, the turd's awful. And Deshaun Jackson is a cancer. So I hope they crash and burn because I hate the Redskins. I'm taking Houston all the way.
All right, dude. Titans at Chiefs.
Let's go with Kansas City. This is actually a good Vegas game. So I think the last time I checked, spread was like 4.
Yeah.
And Kansas City's going to win this game by like 11 at least.
So I'm digging Kansas the City. Chiefs too. As much as I hate them, I have no faith in Tennessee at all. Pats at Dolphins.
Gotta go with the Pats on that one. It's the first game of the season. They never lose the first game of the season. Plus,
they only lose
Miami.
The third.
Yep. So, I mean, New England just by default.
Dude, I'm going Dolphins.
Are you now?
Right. Yeah, I'm going Dark Horse on this. I'm going Dolphins. All right, Panthers at Bucks.
I'm going to go with the Bucks. I'm going to buy Lovie Smith's defense philosophy. Scram Newton has no receivers to throw the ball to, so I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
All right, well, I'm again going with the Panthers because Tampa Bay, the Panthers suck, but Tampa Bay sucks more.
Well, yeah, I mean, who knows?
All right, dude, here's your game, Niners at Cowboys.
The winner is whoever doesn't have to watch this game. That is the winner right there. I'm a fan. This hurts, but I'm going to pick San Fran. But San Fran's not going to have a blowout. They're going to win this game by, like, a field goal. And knowing our team, you know, they're going to be like, oh, we're up by 2 scores in the fourth. Well, time to fucking pass the ball deep, Tony.
Tony Romo throws a pick on the 50-yard line in the last couple minutes of the game. Niners have a couple of good passes, kick a field goal, game over, Cowboys lose.
That's it. And then Jerry Jones is a nice emotional speech, like this is the end of Braveheart. They may take our football, but they will never take our season. You know, some shit. So, I mean, I'm taking San Fran, unfortunately, as much as I hate him.
All right, dude. Colts at Broncos.
I'm taking Broncos. I want to win the game to cover that spread. Gave some time to think about it. I think the spread's what, like 8.5?
Yeah, it's huge.
I think Denver can pull it off. I'm not an Andrew Luck believer. It's just me. I don't really see it. I just like Denver.
All right, dude. I'm taking Denver, obviously. Peyton Manning's not going to be embarrassed by the Colts again. And it's at home. Come on. They'll destroy him. All right, so Monday Night Footer, we're going to go with the Giants at Lions. Who fuck cares?
Yeah, I mean, Lions win this game. I think Eli chokes and Ndamukong Suh and that old defense just sacks his ass like 50 times and breaks his ankles and is forced to retire early. So Detroit, that game.
I'm taking Detroit, too. All right, and then the other game that doesn't matter at all, Chargers at Cardinals. I'm taking Cardinals, man.
Yeah, Cardinals.
Fuck Philip Rivers, you piece of shit.
I'm going to go with Arizona. I just like the team better.
You can't cry your way out of this game.
Yep.
All right, dude. We'll see what happens. We disagree on, let's see, 1, Dose, Trace, 4 games. So we'll see. That'll be interesting. And, hey, if you guys want to play along with us, find me on the Twitter at Dutch in Denver, and you can join and you can play against the master, and then you can also play against Kyle if you want. I think a few others are gonna do this. Which that brings us to the other fantasy games. We already yelled about fantasy because people are dick wagons and fuck them. I mean, I'm still gonna win. But so I'm in this other thing, like an eliminator game, where you can only pick one team a week that's a guaranteed win, and you can only pick that team once a season.
Crazy.
Yeah, but the new rule is you can buy multiple entries as long as you pay the entry fee, which is stupid. Just say there's 100 people in this, all right? That's a $2,000 pot. Well, I'm just going to buy 16 entry fees for like $300-some-odd and just pick a different team every week so I'm guaranteed to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can just buy this pot. That's stupid. So we're at odds with each other fighting over this because people are dumb. But that's the way it goes, dude. This is going to be cutthroat.
Yeah, yeah. Who are you taking for your elimination game this week?
I don't know, dude. I haven't really come up with that yet. I'm leaning towards the Saints. But I want to pick somebody like first week guaranteed win, but that I'll never have to pick again. Because, I mean, I want to save Broncos and Saints and Seahawks and Niners and the good teams for the end of the season when shit matters. But then again, I don't want to be out in the first week because I pick the Patriots when the Dolphins come in week one and kill them.
If that's the case, I'd say Pittsburgh or the Jets, because those look pretty good. Pittsburgh plays Cleveland, Jets play Oakland. So, I mean, if you want to take the shit teams out first, those are the best ones to me.
Dude, I can't trust the Jets, though.
Do you trust the Raiders more?
I don't know, dude. That's like betting on two retards. Like, who's going to fuck up the worst?
Seriously, I mean,
Oakland is just so bad. But so are the Jets, dude. Rex Ryan has no control over anything there. Geno Smith or whoever's starting, it might even be Vic, who knows? I mean, what are you going to do, have Geno Smith throw to Eric Decker the whole game? Well, Decker's going to drop all of them, and if he doesn't, he's going to fall down in the middle of the field like he did in Denver.
Well, you got him, but you also got Chris Johnson at running back, so who knows. And then who does the Raiders have? They have
MJD.
Jones-Drew is washed up now, and Nick Faggett. So one of those two guys have to run the ball. I mean, I can't even name you a single receiver they might even have.
I don't know, who just turned 40 last year.
Randy Moss, come over here, son. Welcome back to the Raiders.
Yeah, Terrell Owens and Randy Moss.
We're all famous.
Where's Ocho Cinco, too? He can make up
all those guys. Plaxico Burress, come shoot your other leg.
We've got guns in the locker room. That's like a fucking Raider thing. It's like, hey, here's your helmet, your pads, some blow, and a gun.
Pretty much. So I'm picking the Jets if I had to do the elimination. I'd say Jets or Pittsburgh. You know, just get one of those medium teams out the way first because you're right. You want to save the good ones for later.
All right, man. I'll think about Seattle. That's not an awful choice. I don't know. I got to think about this. This is serious shit. I can't lose to these losers. All right, dude. So, you want to go do some ecstasy and go to the Kentucky Derby?
All day, dude. I'm already there. I mean, where do you think I'm doing this podcast from? My room?
No. All right. So, who goes to the Kentucky Derby and is like, all right, dude, well, mint juleps and ecstasy, sign me up. And B, I didn't know ecstasy had amphetamines in it. I'm pretty sure that's how you make X, is you put the good stuff and meth in there.
Yeah. I mean, why get high at a horse race to begin with? I mean, you couldn't pick, like, the Blue Man Group concert in Vegas or something fun. You had to do the horse race where a bunch of old people are and just a fucking horse. That just sounds dumb to me.
All right, dude. Well, the thing is Welker said his drink was spiked with the ecstasy. And you know who else was at that derby? Tom fucking Brady, buddy.
Oh, I thought it was Ben Roethlisberger. He likes spiking people's drinks and taking advantage of that. I thought he was saying Roethlisberger.
Welker does kind of look like a 13-year-old girl. They're about the same height. I can see it now, dude. Roethlisberger tries to rape Welker, mistakes him for middle school girl. At the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
After jacking a horse off for 2 hours.
That's like the Onion type shit. I love it.
Dude, I don't understand, but you're going to see what happens when it turns out that Tom Brady and the hoodie actually conspired against Wes Welker. And Tom Brady was out of roofies because him and Roethlisberger had hit up a middle school earlier that day. So they just put X in his drink, dude. And he's like rubbing up against people that he won. Because, you know, he won that money at the Derby.
That makes it even funnier.
So did he take the X and then make the bet and be like, I got a good feeling about this? Or did
horse. Yeah.
Or did he win and then take the X? Tom Brady shows up and's like, hey, you won, dude. Let me buy you a drink. Why is it bubbling? But seriously, I mean, come on, man. What are you doing taking X at the Kentucky Derby, you dump? Hey, guess what, Wes Welker? You're now on my fuck you, I hate you list. You and Bong Miller could do some X together. Find Roethlisberger and Brady and start raping kids. We don't condone child rape on this podcast, but seriously, what the fuck are you thinking?
Who knows? I mean, Welker wants to have fun in life, dude. All those concussions, you said, I gotta make myself feel better. Let me take some X at the horse race.
Oh, dude, so we're justifying this here in Denver because our fans are, like, irrationally stupid. And they're like, well, Welker, because all it said at first was he tested positive for amphetamines. So my Twitter's, like, blowing up and like, oh, come on, NFL, give him a break. He had a concussion, like, always. So he had to take drugs, so he was, like, lucid. It's like, okay. Dumbass argument. Like, kill yourself. Get your Twitter taken away because you're a dumbass. And then it comes out that he's at a horse race doing X with Tom Brady and trying to jack off a horse with Roethlisberger after raping children. And then all of Twitter's, like, silent. And they're like, oh, fuck you, Tom Brady. You drugged him. How stupid. Denver fans, shut up. I'm sorry. Like, I love the Denver Broncos. But if you're one of these dumbass fans that, like, just blindly follows his team and they can do no wrong, you're dumbass. Kill yourself. The Broncos are fucking morons. They are goddamn losers until they win that Super Bowl. John Fox is a piece of shit. Jack Del Rio is a bigger piece of shit. Okay? Bong Miller needs to get the fuck out of town. Peyton Manning needs to get his shit together. Take off that stupid fucking glove and win a goddamn Super Bowl.
Michael Jackson, dude. It's all about that
what
glove.
What is he doing with that? Well, it might get dude. Cold. Fuck that. Quit being a pussy. And, you know, I'm doing it right now. If the Broncos don't win the Super Bowl this year, clean house. John Elway included. I'm sorry, John. I love you. But, dude, come on. You've got the best team in the history of the NFL, and you couldn't win a Super Bowl twice?
So.
And that's after we lynched John Fox.
Pretty much. John Fox, I was saying, years before I needed to go.
Oh, my name's John Fox, and I'm really good at coach talk, but not to my players, because let's move hotels and play musical fucking chairs the day before the Super Bowl, because, well, hey, Welker, where's that ecstasy? I'm lost. dude, it's going to be a good season. I'm looking forward to fantasy where everybody's already talking shit. Judd's gone, finally. I'm going to give his team to a woman. Like, another woman.
Do it. Why not? Have some more, have another X chromosome in the group.
Oh, yeah, I thought women were Y chromosomes. Because, you know, when they spread their legs, it makes a Y.
That'd explain a lot. Oh, what the?
That'd be a whole lot simpler. All right, that's another thing. Any of you genealogists out there, we need to change this whole XY chromosome type of thing and get it right.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, dude. Vegas, over, under, Denver winning 11 games this year.
Over.
Over. How many do you think they win? 12, 13?
13.
13. 13 and 3. All
right. I mean...
Whoop. are your three losses? Let me see your schedule.
I obviously think we go 16-0. But, I mean, knowing John Fox, he'll fuck three games up. Well, he'll screw two up. Peyton Manning will screw one up. So.
Yeah, he had one game at New England, November 2nd. That could be a loss.
I'm more worried about the Seattle game, man.
Well, at Seattle, September 20th, that's a loss, too. That's two. And then,
that's it. And then we'll fuck something up, like, against the Chargers or somebody.
You play San Francisco as well.
No, we got them. We can beat them. But, yeah, it'll be a Charger game.
What about one of those Kansas City games?
No, we own the Kansas City Chiefs lately. They used to whip our ass in KC, but we've got Manning just picks that stupid defense apart. Their quarterback is a game manager, and you can't manage a game against the Broncos. You gotta pull something out of your ass. Even with Jack Del Rio, the piece of shit that he is, our defense is too dynamic to just be managed. You're going to have to make some plays, and I don't think Kansas City has a team this year to make those plays. Quite frankly, dude, I don't think Tom Brady has those to make it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they take away all his weapons. I mean, they took away his offensive linemen. They took away his receivers that he likes. I mean...
Yeah, and I mean, ESPN obviously is riding his dick still, being like, oh, he's clicking with his receivers, and it's only the second game of the preseason. Fuck you, ESPN. Enough's enough. Jesus Christ, pick somebody else. Yeah. Alright, if I have to hear one more thing about Richard Sherman's dumbass or Tom Brady, I'm going to kill myself. In that suicide note, I'm going to blame you guys. Oh, and in other news, LeBron James bought a new cell phone today because NBA doesn't start for a long time, but what the hell, we can't give up on this. Oh my God, you guys suck.
Yeah, yeah. You guys, you're not going to lose any of those San Diego games, you think?
Yeah, it'll be one in San Diego.
Yeah, okay. And then last one at Cincinnati.
No, we'll beat them. I'm telling you, dude, it's going to be... It might only be two, Seahawks and a Charger game. We might be able to beat the Patriots. I need to see, though, dude. I need to see how we play because, I mean, preseason, if we showed them anything, if that was our offense, again, John Fox, fuck you, dude. It's preseason. You should never show anything. Just go through the routine, and if we went through the routine that well, I mean, the Niners got raped. They're a joke. But if we can translate into, like, actual football, into good plays and people trying and stuff like that, I mean, legitimately, we could go 16-0, but we'll fuck it up. John Fox will screw something up for us. Or Peyton Manning will, like, get, you know, a hangnail on a cold day, and we're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a man, okay? The cold shouldn't affect you anymore. You're not, like, a 17-year-old girl in a miniskirt. Ah!
Welker, bro.
All right, dude. Are we done?
Let me see. I think we are.
I think we are.
Everything from Kentucky Derby racehorse rapes to our football picks. So that's a pretty good job, well done. So.
All right, man. Well, hey. Oh, dude. I'll get you that trade, but we're gonna change it because I don't want to give away Arian Foster. You're gonna have to come up with something else.
F you, then. I'll go with that running back.
The one that's suspended.
I'll take one.
Dude, I'll give you top three receiver and a top five running back.
I'm giving you Mike Wallace and what else?
No, I don't want the linebacker. I'm good. No, I'm good. We'll just get your offense. But I'll shoot you one. I'll give you a good receiver, a 20-point-a-week receiver, and like a 14-point running back.
I have like five wide receivers, okay? This is not a fucking immigration service for receivers. I need some running backs.
Yeah, I have five running backs. So I'm going to give you a running back, two running backs, okay? You need two running backs for one receiver.
Okay, I'll give you one. I'll give you Mike Wallace for sure.
Right, for two mediocre running backs.
Fine, as long as they can carry me for two games so Rice comes back, that's fine.
All right, and then I'll trade you Mike Wallace back.
Okay, well, all right, I don't really need him, but whatever, fine.
All right, dude, I'll get that pick in there right now.
We'll see.
Let's get rid of this. Thanks, man. We'll get you guys next week. Same time, same place. We're out of here.